Becky Moore, who's a commissioner. She's a Brooklyn.
Good morning, everybody. This is the regularly scheduled meeting of the Portland City Council, Wednesday, June 7th, 2017. Please call the roll.
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly. Fritz.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. And Commissioner Udaly is excused today. The purpose of council meetings is to do the city's business, including hearing from the community on issues of concern. In order for us to hear from everyone and to give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure the process is clear for everyone, I want to review some basic guidelines. There's two opportunities for public participation. The first is communications. Those are opportunities for people to talk about whatever they want. Those need to be scheduled in advance with Carla, the clerk, or the clerk's office. Second, people can sign up for public testimony on the first readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances. If you sign up, your testimony must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name. We don't need your address. If you're a lobbyist, we need to know that. If you're here representing an organization, that's good to know, too. Typically, people get 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. I want to forewarn people we have a very big agenda today, so we will likely reduce the public testimony time as we get further into the meeting. When you have 30 seconds left, you'll see a yellow light flash. When your time's up, you'll see a red light. It'll beep. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimony or interrupting during council deliberation. Excuse me. Perfect example. This is a disruption that is out of order. Please don't do it again or you will be asked to leave. If there is a disruption, you'll be subject to ejection for the remainder of the meeting. Anyone who fails to leave the meeting after being ejected will be subject to arrest for trespass. If you'd like to show your support, simple thumbs up is good. If you don't, thumbs down is fine, too. Personal attacks or insults levied against city and city council staff, many of whom are required to testify as a condition of their employment, is not tolerated. I'd also like to just state that we received a unanimous proclamation from the Seattle City Council honoring those who were impacted by a week ago Friday's events, Talishan and Ricky and Micah, and it also acknowledges the impact on the two young women who were subjected to bigotry and hate speech and offers well wishes for them and their families and their communities as well. And it is a statement in support of the entire city of Portland on behalf of the Seattle City Council. I will have that on display in my office if anybody would care to see that kind proclamation. And I want the Seattle City Council to know we are very, very grateful for their thoughts at this difficult time. Communications.